The Lord bless and keep you in his peace, my beloved family. Thank you, God, for your intercessors. Oh, my dear family, I have not really been in touch with you for so long, and yet you continue to pray for me. Thank you so very, very much. Moving was very disruptive. The one thing I longed for the most continued to elude me, as one thing after another turned up missing and sent me on another wild goose chase. But I am most grateful to be here. What a cost, though, not being able to settle into my precious Lord's arms for days. I want to share with you some of the difficult things the Lord has allowed. Of course, he knew ahead of time how painful it would be to not be able to settle into prayer with him each day. And as he told us before, he timed the move to coincide with events in our nation so it could be a suffering and love offering at the time when he was calling for the most fast offerings. When I say fast offering, I mean sacrifices of all kinds, not just food. But in the midst of this, nagging thoughts tormented me. He's abandoned you because you've become a full-blown Martha. He's not going to visit you or talk with you because you've not been faithful to your prayer times. In fact, you are such a sinner that he's turned his back on you, ingrate that you are. Day after day, for the past 2 weeks, while I was in the throes of moving, these diabolical suggestions drifted into my mind without me ever noticing them. What resulted was a deep sense of guilt I could not quite put my finger on, yet nonetheless, it was so disquieting. The sweet peace of Jesus eluded me day after day, and feelings of guilt brought me into a deep depression. So I called for prayer last night and this morning, and I was gently guided to just dwell in his presence and allow him to pick the music by praying over my phone and setting it on shuffle. In this way, I knew that every song he brought up had a very particular and timely message for me to pull me up and out of the pit I had allowed myself to fall into. Dear ones, when he seems furthest away, and the voices rage against you that you're a hopeless sinner whom God has abandoned, when this happens, know that the enemy is lying to you, so you will fall into despair. Rebuke him, call for prayer support, and turn on your faith-filled songs to comfort and guide your soul back into the sound reality that God is with you and is calling you back into his arms and away from your endless preoccupations. He knows our frame. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our tendency to listen to the enemy's lies without realizing we are being toyed with. He knows it all and has nothing but compassion and sweetness for us, wanting very much to restore us to his tender and secure embrace. So, in faith, I put on my music, and soon I saw us dancing together, as in days of old. And he was so handsome, so striking and vibrant, as we danced across the ballroom floor. His gaze was tenderness and love itself, and my impoverished heart just melted in his arms. He was so happy to see me, to be with me, and his countenance just glowed with happiness. Oh, what a contrast to what I had been perceiving him to be. Lord, I feel there's something you want to say to us. Jesus began, my beautiful bride, when you are feeling that life has been stolen from you, that I am far away and disinterested in you, you can be sure the enemy is projecting these lies into your mind. I'm telling you now in this moment of sanity and level-headed thinking so that you will refute these thoughts when they are projected into your mind. Anything negative, such as the Lord's angry with me, the Lord has turned away from me, The Lord is disappointed in me. All of these are lies. I know before it even happens when you're going to fall. And my heart is to pick you up and restore you as quickly as you will turn to me. Replace these lying thoughts with my voice. I am not angry with you. I want to help you through this. Come to me. I have not turned my back on you. I am here, beloved, to help you make the right choice. Just ask me for help and I will answer you swiftly. I'm not disappointed in you. I knew before you were born exactly what you would struggle with in this moment of your life. Let me help you. In short, when these evil thoughts come to you, rush into my waiting arms and cry out for my help. Remember, I am not a man that I should lose my patience with you. I have promised that I shall never forsake you, and I am pleased that you choose to give your life to me. These trials are only to make you stronger. Let me strengthen you. You have been flooded with lies about my character from childhood. The world's opinions have only served to strengthen this distorted view of my character. I am not a man, I am God with you. And most of the failures in your life stem from misconceptions about my very real love for you and who you truly are to me. If only you knew for a moment the depths of my love and respect for you. If only you knew the dreams I hold dear for you. If only you knew that I accept and approve you. If you knew these things, you would soar from success to success. Not in a worldly or monetary sense. No, in the abundant life of living in my presence, drawing your every breath from my very being, swimming in the ocean of my grace and mercy, designed just for you, just for your shortcomings, just for those times when you haven't the strength to withstand any more. If only you knew the overwhelming, abundant provision of grace allotted to you. Oh, I cry out loud, my precious one. I have all you need in this moment. Do not fear. Do not grow weary. Look only to the hope I hold out to you. It is the substance of my love and never-ending provision for your peace and happiness. Come. Come to the comfort that is always enough, always warm, always loving, forgiving, accepting, and placing your feet on solid ground in a new day with new opportunities to regain your strength and move forward into your mission in the fullness of my grace. Come, beloved ones, fear not. I am for you and well able to breathe new life into your dreams. Come.